Governor Sean Parnell and Senator Lisa Murkowski are among the top state and federal leaders who've been invited to Fairbanks for a meeting on how Alaska could provide minerals that are essential to industry and national security. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
You may never have heard of a few dozen substances that 21st century industry increasingly depends on.
Chromite, cobalt, fluorspar, gallium.
That's Bob Swenson, a state geologist and director of the State Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys here in Fairbanks. And he's leading an effort to find those exotic-sounding substances in Alaska, without which our high-tech world couldn't function. So it's important to know where those minerals and elements can be found. And as it happens, a lot of them are here in Alaska. That's why the governor's office, along with the State Department of Natural Resources and UAF, have put together the Alaska Strategic and Critical Minerals Summit to be held September 30th at the Princess Riverside Lodge here in Fairbanks. Swenson is helping organize the event, the first of its kind in Alaska.
I think it is an important meeting, and it is bringing together a lot of the leaders on critical and strategic minerals activities actually around the globe.
Swenson will be among the presenters at the summit, along with Parnell and Murkowski, and an assistant secretary of the Federal Department of Energy, and the director of the U.S. Geological Survey's Minerals Program. Some top UAF administrators and academics involved in research and mining and geological engineering also will be among the presenters.
I think it's important that we make sure that we have as many of the different entities that are involved in this type of activity in the state in the same room as we can, and hear what everybody has to say about the potential as well as the hurdles that face specifically strategic minerals, including rare earth elements.
Rare earth elements are a group of light and heavy metals used in all kinds of electronic applications, from cell phones to hybrid vehicles to wind generators, and military hardware, such as night vision scopes and missile guidance systems.
Well, that's been a major focus in both the Department of Energy as well as the U.S. Geological Survey, to identify all the different commodities, mineral commodities, that are in use in the U.S. that may have either limited supply or that supply is at risk.
Rare earth elements are high on the list of critical mineral supplies at risk because of sharp restrictions on exports of processed rare earths by China. The Chinese have a virtual monopoly on rare earths mining and processing and have been using that both to jack up prices and as a trade weapon, most recently against Japan. That has focused worldwide attention on the issue and compelled Murkowski and other U.S. lawmakers to promote legislation that would mandate a crash program at the federal level to promote a U.S. rare earths supply chain. Alaska would figure in such a program. The state already has one rare earths mining operation at Bokan Mountain near Ketchikan. Executives with UCOR Rare Metals, the company operating Bokan Mountain, will talk about that during the summit. Swenson will talk about a state program launched this summer to inventory known rare earths deposits around Alaska. Steve Burrell, the executive director of the Alaska Miners Association and another presenter at the summit, says the state's inventory will help government and industry identify other promising rare earths prospects here in the state.
There are more than a dozen minerals that this country is 100% dependent on foreign sources. Many of those we know to exist in Alaska.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.